Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm continuing. If you just joined listening to this program, I'm moving, as I do about every 5 years, through the alphabet of last names of the artists. And letter D we had last week, and again now, Genevieve Davis, 1927 in New Orleans. And haven't got a dollar to pay your house rent man.
New York's a pretty city, and the lights that shine.
Genevieve Davis singing in New Orleans, 1927, for Victor, Haven't Got a Dollar to Pay Your House Rent Man. Written by Eddie Jackson and the piano player there, Morris Rouse. I've always asked myself, anyway, whether or not he is related to Thelonious Monk's tenor saxophone player, Charlie Rouse. Never looked it up. I will, and then tell you if it is. Willie Joseph's clarinet and Louis Dumaine's cornet. We'll hear more from him later. Earl Humphrey's trombone. Jasper Davis now for Harmony Records, 1929. One called Georgia Gigolo featuring Lizzie Miles. Harmony Records in 1929, Jasper Davis and his orchestra, Georgia Gigolo, Lizzie Miles singing for you. Louis Metcalf on trumpet, who had been and would be again with Duke Ellington, Henry Hicks trombone, Charlie Holmes, great alto saxophone, and J.C. Johnson on piano, Georgia Gigolo. A couple of singers from 47 and 46 in 1947 coming up, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
All day long she shines and sits, all day long she sits and shines. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in the shoe shine shop. sitting in the shoe shine shop. She sits and knits and knits and sits and knits and knits and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in the shoe shine shop. And just think, she don't even drop a stitch.
Two singers for you from the 40s, 1946, June Davis. And the Cats and the Fiddle, J.D. Blues, Manor Records from that time. Cats and the Fiddle without the fiddle, Austin Powell, guitar, Ernie Price, uke, and George Steinbeck, string bass. June Davis, J.D. Blues. Martha Davis, 1947, for Jewel Records, her piano and her voice and her composition. Ralph Williams on the guitar, Calvin Ponder, her hubby, playing the string bass, and Lee Young, Lester's brother, playing the drums. June Davis and Martha Davis. Now, as I got calls last week when I was in the DJ, you're going to get the Miles Davis, and I am right now. 1951 for Prestige, one he wrote called Dig, Question, D-I-G, Part 1 and Part 2, two sides of a 10-inch 78 record. Thank you.
forget the day you said goodbye so tenderly. I could see it in your eyes that you would always remember me. Out of all my hardships, I remember the smile you had on your face, and it gave me great consolation. No one else could take my place. When my night was so lonely, wondering if I would ever see your face again. Lord, you don't know, baby. You don't know what a shape I was in. True love covers everything, just as snow covers the cold, cold ground. And if you have that kind of love, love for me, you will never let me down.
Miles Davis started that set, 1951 for Prestige, and his composition Dig, two sides of a 10-inch 78 record. Jackie McLean, alto, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Walter Bishop, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, and Art Blakey on the drums, and Miles on trumpet. Then Walter Davis, Chicago, 1946 for RCA Victor, and his composition Please Remember Me, on piano and vocal, and on drums, Armand Jump Davis. Miles Davis, Walter Davis, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Davison and his cornet, 1940 for Collector's Item Records, on a blues kick, put together by him. Boyce Brown on alto saxophone, Mel Henke on piano, Walter Ross on string bass, and Joe Kahn playing the drums. Here's Cora Lee Day.
A woman gets all the blame for everything that happens under the sun. But when it comes to being bad, a woman's not the only one. Trouble is a man who loves me no more, no more. Trouble is a man I'll always adore. Nothing good to say about him. Still I hate a day without him. Why should he have to be the one? My only trouble is a man who's handsome and tall, so tall. Trouble is a man who's for himself, and that's all. Mean it. Now I understand. I should have seen it. Trouble is a man. Trouble is a man.
Trouble is a Man. All right. Cora Lee Day, 1960 for Roulette Records. Alec Wilder was the composer. Wilder wrote quite an interesting book from many respects on popular songs, great songs, he thought, and he chose the ones he liked. That's always fair. Trouble is a Man, written by Alec Wilder, and Cora Lee Day singing for you. Jimmy Jones beautifully at the piano, equally so Barry Galbraith at the guitar, Harry Sweets Edison the trumpet, and Illinois Jacquette on the tenor saxophone. Here's Doris Day.
Thank you.
gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
My height just average, my weight just average, and my IQ is like you'd estimate, just average. But evidently, he does not agree. Consequently, if I seem at sea, it amazes me. It simply amazes me. What he sees in me dazzles me, dazes me. That I've learned to clip my wings and soften my ways. These are ordinary things, unworthy of praise. Yet he praises me, just knowing I'd try for him. When so many would, if they could, die. Nothing much fazes me. Thank you. nothing much fazes me. But to see me in his eyes, it just amazes me.
And a couple of great songs for you and great vocalists. Doris Day with Les Brown and his band of renown. 1944 for Columbia Records. And Sentimental Journey, written by Bud Green, Ben Homer, who did the arrangement, and Les Brown. Blossom Dearie, 1959, her piano and her voice and her arrangement. Of It Amazes Me, written by Carolyn Lay and Cy Coleman. For Verve Records, 1959. Mundell Lowe on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen playing the drums. Doris Day, followed by Blossom Dearie, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Let's do a couple in a row. Let's see. Let's go Johnny DeDroit and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra from 1924, followed by Barrett Deems at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, 1955.
Thank you very much, folks. And now, here come a fast one this time, featuring our drummer man, Barry James. Mop, mop. Take it, Bob.
set of three for you today, starting with Johnny Detroit and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra in New Orleans, 1924, his trumpet, and one he calls Number Two Blues, based on Tiger Rag. It's kind of clever, actually, in a way. His idea that Tiger Rag was being used so much, almost as much as the blues. And then Louis Armstrong at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, 1955, issued by Decca Records, and a feature for his drummer then, Barrett Deems, D-E-E-M-S, and one called Mop Mop. Out of the 40s came that idea of stop and go. Charlie Christian actually started that, the great guitarist. Bop, bop, da-da-da-da-da-da, bop, bop. So it sounded like mop. It's onomatopoetic in a way. And then Buddy DeFranco and his orchestra, 1951, clarinet solo for MGM Records and Johnny Green's classic Body and Soul. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, moving through the alphabet. Here is Jack DeJohnette, special edition. Jacques Dejanet's Special Edition. That's his band. 1982 for ECM Records. His drumming, and thanks to multi-taping, his piano as well, and his composition, Ebony. It's quite something, because on first hearing you might think it's a very large group, but it isn't. John Purcell plays flutes and saxophones. Chico Freeman plays soprano sax. And the wonderful bass work in there is by Rufus Reed. Jack Dejanet's Special Edition, 1982, and Ebony. Eddie DeLange now and his orchestra, 1938. Elise Cooper will sing, and it's called Button, Button.
We are going nuts from playing button.
I can recall when I was small, we played the old button game. I don't know why we shouldn't try to bring back the old button game. Button, button, who's got the button? Where can the lost button be?
Well, maybe some of you remember that game. I do, too. I don't remember whether or not it was in school or reformatory, but one of the two. Eddie DeLange and his orchestra, 1938. Elise Cooper singing for you, Button, Button, for Bluebird Records. Bickley Reichner and Clay Bolin wrote that. I was just sketching out for you some information on DeLange. He's a very interesting person. He was obviously a band leader and a composer and a lyricist. He had a lot to do with Moonglow, Solitude, Deep in a Dream, A String of Pearls, Darn That Dream, Shake Down the Stars, and many more. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Swings, and that was the swing era, 1935. The band's called the Delta Four for Decca Records. Farewell Blues, written by Elmer Schobel, a piano player, Leon Rapolo, a clarinetist, and Paul Maris. Trumpet player, saxophone player, he could do anything. And they were all part of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Farewell Blues. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Joe Marsala, clarinet, Carmen Mastrin, guitar, Sid Weiss, playing string bass, Farewell Blues, 1935, 52nd Street. The clubs on 52nd Street, New York City, during that time, were small, very small. Have a bar along one lengthy wall and a few chairs and a very small stage. And so the bands were small, but the dancers needed room, and the dancers were the ones who were spending the money. And the rhythm was incredible, infectious. Must have been quite something. Matter of fact, I have several dozen tapes where I've interviewed people who were living there then, and they talk about the ritual, the rite of passage of dancing at that time in the 1930s. And getting ready and, you know, picking up your date and going there and then going somewhere afterwards and tipping the maitre d' and all of that. The Delta Four, 1935. Sidney DeParis, his trumpet and his Blue Note jazz man for Blue Note Records, 1944. He wrote it. He calls it The Call of the Blues. Thank you. Sidney DePerris and his Blue Note Jazz Man and his Trumpet, 1944 for Blue Note, The Call of the Blues. Vic Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, James B. Johnson piano, Chicago's Jimmy Shirley playing beautiful guitar solo in there, unusual, rare, John Simmons on bass, and Sidney Catlett on the drums. Alphabetical order in this program, The Art of Jazz. I'm in the D's, DePARIS, DePerris. We move now to Paul Desmond, RCA Victor record, 1964. Here's alto saxophone, Jim Hall's guitar, Gene Wright's bass, and Connie Kay's drums. And this is one that Desmond wrote called Bossa Antiqua.
Thank you.
Desmond, his alto saxophone, and his composition started that set. 1964 for RCA Victor Records. And his Bossa Antiqua, Jim Hall guitar, Eugene Wright bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Then Vic Dickinson trombone and Ralph Sutton piano, 1982 for Chaz Jazz. And from England, Shapiro and Connolly and Campbell's If I Had You, Vic Dickinson, and before that, Paul Desmond. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Well, this is an interesting record coming up now. Carol Dickerson's Savoyardeurs, done in Chicago, 1928. It's really Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines' completely unbelievably brilliant band of that time. And it's an arrangement by their friend Alex Hill of Symphonic Raps. What's interesting about this is it wasn't issued here. It was issued in Argentina. And I don't know why. I haven't been able to find out why. And why not here? On the Odeon label down there. Carol Dickerson's The Voyagers. Dickerson, sort of an all-purpose leader. Pit band stuff for shows and what have you. And Hines and Armstrong and the drumming of Zudi Singleton is just breathtaking. Carol Dickerson's The Voyagers, Chicago, July 1928. Symphonic Raps. Dickerson's Orchestra, Savoyardeurs, 1928 in Chicago, and issued, as I said, in Argentina on the Odeon label, the first one. It's called Symphonic Raps. I'm sure that the arrangement is by Alex Hill, who had been doing stuff for this band, including an equally brilliant Boku Jack, if you ever want to check that out. And Earl Hines' piano, Louis Armstrong's trumpet, and Zudi's fine traps for the name at the time for drums. Earl Hines and Louis Armstrong and Zutty Singleton and Carol Dickerson in the alphabetical order, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. And before I get to the Dixon family, D-I-X-O-N, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now let's do three Dixons in a row. We'll start with Floyd, 1947, Mary Dixon, 1929, and Perry Dixon, 1929.
Well, I can't make out this new love life that has come to me. Don't like being pushed around, but it seems my destiny is not the old. But the new worries seem to worry me. Well, it's not my glad feeling, but my sad feeling sighs continually.
Wanna, 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 w such woman, and you a man. Daddy, you've got everything. Kiss me till I feel the stain. Make me want to shake that thing. Give me everything and how. If you are man, then show it now. Daddy, you've got everything. Honey, we can dim the lights. Make believe we love you now. Oh, run your hand all through my hair. The sky's the limit, and I don't care. Daddy, you've got everything. I mean everything.
I wrote a letter to Georgia, melted in the air. I wrote a letter to Georgia, melted in the air. You know by that I must have a good gal there. I'm going somewhere and find me a telephone. I'm going somewhere and find me a telephone. I'm going to call Georgia, tell my baby to come back home. Lord, send my baby back, please. Lord, send my baby back, please. She's the oldest woman can give my heart in need. If you don't believe I love you, baby, why don't you come and see? If you don't believe I love you, baby, why don't you come and see? I hate that man that take you away from me. You can take my good gal, boys, you can't keep her alone. You can take my good gal, boys, you can't keep her alone. I have a new way of yo-yo and the other boys can't catch on. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. That gal I love treats me like a dog.
Floyd Dixon started things on that set in Los Angeles, 1947, one he wrote called Worries. He sang and played the piano. Some nice work by Tony Webb on guitar, all that for Swing Time Records. Mary Dixon for Columbia Records, 1929. J.C. Johnson, who was playing the piano, wrote Daddy, You've Got Everything. Ed Allen's beautiful cornet. Mary Dixon, Dallas, Texas, 1929, back to Georgia Blues. Perry Dixon, excuse me, in 1929, for Columbia, back to Georgia Blues. Alex Moore on piano and Coley Jones. on guitar. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with all of you on Sunday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Baby Dodds now. D-O-D-D-S. Warren Baby Dodds, great drummer in the early forms of this art. And his Jazz 4 for Blue Note Records, 1945. And Armand J. Perrone's High Society. Baby Dodds and His Drums, 1945 for Blue Note Records. High Society, written by New Orleans band leader Armand J. Perrone. Albert Nicholas clarinet, Art Hodes on piano. Wellman Broad bass and Baby Dodds on drums. His brother Johnny Dodds, great New Orleans and Chicago clarinetist. And his Black Bottom Stompers now in Chicago 1927 for Brunswick. This is a rare composition because it was written by Louis Armstrong and Jelly Roll Morton. It's called Wild Man Blues. Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers, 1927 in Chicago for Brunswick, Wild Man Blues. And pretty much a feature for Louis Armstrong on trumpet and Dodds on clarinet. They're also sustaining notes, helping out. Roy Palmer on trombone, Barnaby Guard on tenor saxophone, Earl Hines piano, Bud Scott banjo, and Baby Dodds on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and let's go to Eric Dolphy.
Thank you.
And that set for you, starting with Eric Dolphy and his bass clarinet in the Netherlands, 1964, for Limelight Records. Thelonious Monk's Epistrophe. Misha Mengelberg on piano, Jacques Scholz on bass, and Hans Benick playing the drums. Antoine Fats Domino, 1957, for Imperial, and his I'm Walkin'. Herb Hardesty tenor, Walter Nelson guitar, Frank Field string bass, and Earl Palmer on the drums, and Al Donahue and his orchestra from 1938 for Vocalion, his tenor sax, and Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers, sung to you by Paula Kelly. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Bobby Donaldson drumming and leading his band in Ellington Sea Jam Blues, Rex Stewart and Emmett Berry, cornet and trumpet respectively, Vic Dickinson trombone, Bill Berry clarinet, Red Richards piano, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, and Al Lucas on bass. Bobby Donaldson, 1958 for Savoy Records. For Blue Note, here's Lou Donaldson. For Blue Note Records, Lou Donaldson and his alto saxophone and his band. 1954, After You've Gone, written by John Layton and Henry Kramer. Kenny Dorham on trumpet and Matthew G. trombone, Elmo Hope at the piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey with all that force he had playing the drums. Let's take Kenny Dorham out of that band and put it in his own. His original name was McKinley Dorham, and then people called him Kenny, K-I-N-N-Y, and then people heard Kenny, so he kept it there. ABC Paramount Records, 1956. Kenny Dorham is going to play, and Dick Katz on the piano, and Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. This is a beauty by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog. It's called Don't Explain.
Thank you.
That is something. Beautiful ballad. And played beautifully by Kenny Durham. Don't Explain, written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog. Dick Katz, piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on the drums. 1956 for ABC Paramount. ABC Paramount Records. Bob Dereau now, 1956. His piano, his voice, and his lyric to Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite.
Hey, jazz fans, I sing this song hoping you'll all find out the man who wrote the Yardbird Suite. Leave you no doubt, tell you about Charles Yardbird Parker was his name. The fact, he carved his fame in history, a sax for his axe. His improvisation was miraculous, mastermind of rhythm was he. He blew notes that nobody'd ever heard before till then, blooms they'd never been. So often true as genius seems to do, he suffered his life through, but gave us to the Yardbird Suite. All because he never stopped blowing. When he had the miserable woes, he seemed to pour out his horn and make each person listening feel that he'd never known what being low down could be. He knew that blowing happy music going to set him free. He blew and blew and blew until he had the change. He's had the sound, he had him long before we heard him. He was just a boy in Kansas City, so pretty. After he came to New York town, all of the local jazz were listening in admiration. But long before his new sound swept round the nation, and Bird deserves the credit for the stimulating renaissance of jazz. It makes us very happy to announce a goodly portion of his best works recorded. Have a treat. Hurry right out and get yourself some Yardbird Suite. Blow. yardbird sweet, his version should be heard. He left the world many more. And so if you're interested, listen to Bird.
Bob Dureau singing for you his lyric. His lyric to Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite and his piano. Warren Fitzgerald on trumpet and on vibes. Jack Hitchcock, Bill Takis on string bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. 1956 for Bethlehem Records. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And now to the Dorseys, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey. I put them together here. Their band separately when they broke apart in 1935 were wonderful all the way through. Tommy on trombone and Jimmy on alto saxophone and clarinet. But their band, the first one, their together band, was really quite spectacular. Here from 1932, September of that year for Brunswick, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1932. Sing, It's Good for You, and it is. Written by Hal Mooney and Hugh Prince. Tommy trombone and Jimmy clarinet and alto. Bunny Berrigan trumpet. Larry Binion tenor saxophone. Fulton McGrath on the piano. Dick McDonough guitar. Artie Bernstein bass and Stan King on drums. And Gene Bowes, B-O-W-E-S. Doing the singing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play that again. I like that. Take my shoes off. Oh, no. I'm going to play it again, and then we'll move into Kenny Drew, his piano, and his trio in Copenhagen, 1932. Dorsey Brothers first, then Kenny Drew.
Hey, jazz fans.
Thank you.
in Copenhagen and at the piano, Kenny Drew, his trio, Lullaby and Ragtime, written by Sylvia Fine. On bass, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, and on drums, Ed Thigpen. Sylvia Fine, Lullaby in Ragtime. She was responsible for a lot of great stuff in the movies. The Moon is Blue. She did the main theme for a fine Sinatra movie called The Man with the Golden Arm. You might remember that. Kenny Drew Trio on Bay State Records, 1982 in Copenhagen. All right, what now? Oh, I want to do that. Push a button. There we go. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Please, operator, try that number again. Oh, he doesn't answer. Thank you.
There may be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. TB's all in.
Dorothy Dunn started that set, Chicago, 1952, for DG Records, and Harry Warren, Mack Gordon's There Will Never Be Another You. Then, to get you ready for All Blues, and hosted tonight by Nick Francis, sitting in for John Kessler, was Champion Jack Dupree in Chicago, 1941. His Bad Health Blues, his voice, his piano, and his friend Ransom Knowling, right there on the string bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.